Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday, in our study of Galatians chapter 5, we were taught that the only guarantee a Christian has of living as a victorious Christian is his subjection to the Holy Spirit. Now listen closely as we continue on that thought pattern today. Now, the last section of this chapter, verses 16 through 26, is probably the longest section we're going to cover. And I've called it literal difference. Verses 16 through 26 as literal difference. And I'm going to divide this section up as follows. First of all, the fight, verses 16 through 18. Now, I do this because I know there are some of you who do. You do those things, you make sure that you outline as we go along. So we call it the fight in verses 16 through 18. And then we see the flesh, verses 19 through 21. And then we see the fruit, verses 22 and 23. And then we see the finishing touches, verses 24 through 26. So I want to get started here and look at verse 16 in verses 16 through 18 of the fight. Verse 16 says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Now the phrase, walk in the Spirit, in this verse, is an imperative command. It's a military style command, not something of that's up for discussion. It's not something that's for us to mull over in our minds and say, now, is this something that he wants us to do, or is this a choice? Is this a preference? No, this is a direct imperative command, meaning every saved person will give an account. And so the imperative command, walk in the Spirit. My friend, and this kind of shakes my boots, because we'll each give an account at the judgment seat of Christ. The judgment seat of Christ is for saved people, but it's still, we'll give an account of our works, whether they're good or bad. And these are one of the things, our works is to be a work of obedience. And one of those works is walking in the Spirit. The 100% guarantee, and the only 100% guarantee that a Christian has of living a victorious Christian life is his subjection to the personal control of the Holy Spirit via his word and with meditation and prayer in the word, as well as obedience in all things. My friend, that's the only 100% guarantee of victorious Christian living or life. Now, I didn't say that means that all things go well, that, like the world likes to say, man, you always have good luck. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that, things won't be hard. It doesn't mean you won't be attacked. It means that you'll be right before God. And when the world attacks, you can be of good cheer because he's overcome the world, and great is your reward in heaven. The motivation, then, must be living a life in which divine love is the motivating impulse. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 and 15, we read the following. And now listen closely. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Now look, not live for themselves. One who walks in the Spirit, guided totally and controlled totally and yielded totally in every aspect of his or her life to God, and they're unyielded to self-importance that would prevent walking in the Spirit and the fullness of the Spirit, this person who will just have that kind of total surrender unto the Lord is a person who is constrained by the love of Christ, the love Christ has for them, and by their submission and the control given to the Lord shows their love for God, that no matter what the circumstances of life, no matter how bad or how evil, God is in control. You ever think about the man Ezekiel? God says, well, your wife's going to die tonight. And in the morning, I want you to put your tire on your head, the hat, so to speak, and get up and do these things. And don't sit around. Don't tear your garments. Don't go through all this mourning stuff. Just go do it. Ezekiel did, and people couldn't understand it. And then the Lord gave him a message to preach once that got their attention. Okay. And so you may have to endure some hard things. I mean, Ezekiel called her the apple of his eye. And God took her. And yes, death is a part of this life. And it feels so original with people that when a loved one dies, we think, well, why didn't somebody warn us? Especially if it's your mate and you realize that a part of you has died, not just your mate died, a part of you has died. And when you realize that and you come to that realization, you also begin to learn the realities of the love of God and the realities of walking with God. So many people don't have the peace of God that name the name of Christ because, as Isaiah 59 verse 1 says, that our sins have separated us from him that he will not hear us. And our sins aren't necessarily going out getting drunk and doing drugs or some of the other things. It may just simply be some of these things that we've already mentioned. Bite and devour one another. Maybe some of these things of, well, I can go here, I can go there. Some of these things of a lack of faithfulness, a lack of commitment. We call them sins of omission and commission. Not doing what we're supposed to do and doing what we're not supposed to do. And so let's make sure that we know how to walk with God. Now, the Holy Spirit will seek to suppress the activities of the evil nature that we all still have. Once we get saved, we get a new nature. He doesn't reform the old nature. And so the Holy Spirit will seek to suppress the activities of the evil nature as we trust him to do so. And we cooperate with him in his work of sanctification. Therefore, the secret to victory over sin is not found in the law that has been around and has been abrogated. Rather, it's in subjection to a divine person, the Holy Spirit of God, who entered you the moment you received Christ. Knowing that his ministry, Jesus said, would be to convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment to come, but also knowing he would speak the words that Christ would have him to speak. And so, my friend, that tells us to be in the Bible daily, pray daily, meditate in the Word daily, find out the mind of God and give yourself to it. This is not N-O-T. I want to make that clear. This is not a theory nor a philosophy. It is a doctrine of truth, a doctrine of God's Word. God is clearly not trying to work out a compromise between the spirit and the flesh. These verses are distinguishing and making very distinctive the difference between the spirit and the flesh. There is no compromise with them, nor a blending of them. God does not feel sorry for the flesh, and as a result, give grace to it, taking that grace from and instead of the Spirit of God, and just says, okay, here's grace. It's not that bad. No. His grace is to those walking in the Spirit to be free from the flesh and its varied laws and numerous laws of lasciviousness. See, lasciviousness has its own law, which is no rules. And that's a law of its own. I went to a restaurant one time that had a rule, no ties. Now, when you're a preacher, you wear a tie. But I did notice when I walked in the restaurant, a lot of ties were hanging on the wall. They had cut them off just below the knot. So you walked in there, they came with the scissors, they cut off that tie. Well, I walked in, sat down, and I didn't think anything of it till I saw them coming with scissors. There's a tie. Well, I took that tie off as fast as I could so it wouldn't get cut up because, though it might have been a fun game, I did not want to have to buy another tie, try to match it with that suit. So, again, there they were. That was their rule. And everybody said, hey, man, this is a great place to go. Nobody wears a tie. They'd get upset for me having a rule to wear a tie if I had a rule for people that have to wear a tie, for an example, to go to Sunday school. We don't have that rule. But if I said we have a rule for that, those legalists. But they don't call this group legalists. It says, you got to take off that tie if you're going to eat here or we're going to cut it off. Is that interesting that they have one requirement for others and a lesser requirement for themselves? Now, if we walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. But my Christian friend, let me tell you, that's an ongoing battle. All sin in the Christian life emanates from the flesh. When we submit our all in total consecration to Christ, then we are placing our hand in the Holy Spirit's hand. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands. Bible.